Namaste. I wanted to talk about jealousy today because this was one of the emotions that really was absolutely prominent in my life. Whatever it was that I wanted, I could never seem to get it. This idea that I can't get what I want unblocked was so prevalent, as I'm sure it is for many people, pretty much everyone I've ever met actually on the pathway. This idea was just running my life. And whenever I would see anyone else wake up, I was watching a satsang, when anyone had a deeper seeing, or even when someone got the money that they needed, managed to make something manifest, or it was just, I was happy for that person, of course, but also there was this absolute raging jealousy that came up. And it took me a long time to really understand how to work with and deal with a jealousy to transcend it. And it is a form of anger. So the same kind of teaching that applies, the video that applies to anger, will also be useful to watch. But a little fine-tuning here with this jealousy, because it really is functioning in separation. So if you really look at the core idea underneath jealousy, what the jealousy would actually say to us if we could give it a mouth and it could speak, is this sense that somebody else has what I want or need to be happy or to be safe or to be free. So when I recognized that this was what was going on inside, and I began to recognize also that I wasn't actually separate to anything. So I was going hand in hand with my meditation and self-inquiry. I was looking at jealousy. I was seeing clearer on one hand that I wasn't actually separate to anything, that I didn't have any edges as the formless silence of our being. Awareness isn't an object. It doesn't stop anywhere. It goes on forever. Was becoming clearer and clearer each day. And then this sense would arise that someone else outside of me, separate to me, had something else that I wanted or needed to feel safe, loved, approved of, recognized, whatever it was that I was needing at that point to feel happy, to feel free. Someone else has had the awakening out there that I want in here. And because of a sense of separation and finite, limited resources, if they've got it, I don't have it, says the jealousy. They're taking my resources. And there's less for me, or they're taking the resources, peace, love, joy, money, time, whatever it is that being seemed to suddenly acquire. Of course, they weren't. They were allowing it from the inside out, peace and awakening. But that's where jealousy is coming from, in separation and limitation of resources. So it really helped me to work with jealousy in a way to say, well, is that true that if they have it, I can't have it? Is that actually still true for me? And as I began to recognize that this person who seemed to be outside of me, separate to me, this other being, other, not really other, was experiencing something that I wanted to experience, I began to really see through my contemplative question that if I'm seeing it out there, then the out there is a reflection of what's happening in here. So it must also be occurring in here too, if I will allow it. How do I allow it? It's by coming to the understanding that it must be happening here if I'm seeing it in there. So just as you stand in front of a glass pane, a mirror, if there's a reflection in a glass, it has to be something standing in front of the mirror causing the reflection. Has to be. So I'm seeing the reflection of someone out there getting the awakening, the money, the time, the recognition, the love, approval that I'm wanting. And I'm feeling that because they're having it, I don't. And I'm having to turn that around with my recognition. Is that still true that I don't have it, can't have it? And I began to really feel that I can't really say with 100% certainty that that's true anymore for me. And then my question began to switch. So is it true I can't have it because they have it? To is it really true it's not happening here already, whether that it was awakening or more abundance or whatever it is that was wanting more approval. Recognizing that if I'm sure it's not here because they have it, I won't actually clearly see what's going on in my own experience. I'll be so blinkered, as I was for a long time, only experiencing this idea that I don't have it because they have it. So I began to ask, is it true it's not already occurring here? And I began to experience some profound breakthroughs from that question, where I began to see. Anytime then some jealousy was triggered, anytime, anywhere for me, it became a call to search deeper. What am I not recognizing that's already occurring for me? The thing I'm seeing out there is the thing I want in here. Why am I so sure it's not happening? And it's really just because of this tendency to separate ourselves into two beings and say that they have it and I don't. It seems true from my ego, of course, but obviously working from a more unlimited place within our own being, a completely unlimited place where there is only the one of us showing up as all of these human bodies, we have to begin to ask some different questions. So in this way, jealousy became a beautiful tool for me to deepen my own recognition of what was already occurring for me, but I hadn't noticed because I was so convinced otherwise. Just looking at what jealousy says for you, what is it that you want that you don't feel you can have because somebody else has it, someone other than you has it? And is that still true? And then what is disallowing the expression of it if you already must have it here? It must be some way that we don't really want to recognize that something is already happening for us because we're so convinced that it's not. Our experience, we filter out of our experience anything that contradicts what we believe to be true. And amazing as it was for me, I had to really admit to myself, I wasn't really aware of what was going on in my own experience because I was experiencing this thought that I didn't have it already. In this case, it was awakening, but it was profound when I came to recognize it must also be here too. But I must cultivate a willingness to see that, to the willingness to be wrong about the fact that it's not here. So jealousy, we all feel it at some point, don't we? And perhaps never more so than on the pathway because we really want this. And as much as we might celebrate someone else's awakening, it also can stimulate this bitter sting inside our own self. But knowing how to use that as a launching pad to greater seeing within your own self will take the sting out of it. And you only have to feel it for a short while until you begin to question like this. So you can do this. It is happening. Will we come to see that? Or will we be more convinced that we don't have it? It's so powerful, infinitely powerful, because you are the self already. If you're sure that you don't have what somebody else has just got or received or become or realized, then you'll keep experiencing infinitely that you don't have it. It'll go on forever like that. And who knows how long it's gone on for like that already. And are we ready to step away from that? And of course you are, otherwise you wouldn't be watching this, but just recognizing I might be wrong here. And that's a very good thing. Thank you.